You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
We talk so much on our show about relationships and people getting into relationships, getting out of relationships, what goes on when they get married. We talk about divorce. We talk about every angle of relationship. And so it's not surprising that we get a ton of feedback from people who write to us with either with questions or to tell us something about their relationship. So in this one, I'm not going to read the notes that went back and forth because between the three of us on the show and this guy, we probably exchanged something like 5 messages back and forth just trying to clarify, because when he started telling us, we weren't exactly sure what he was saying, but right. Now we've got it figured out. And now that we've got it figured out, we're like, we need to talk about this. So just to give him a name, we'll call him Dylan. And Dylan's late 20s, and the woman that he's been seeing for right about a year is also in her late 20s. And just so you know, going into this, his plan is to propose on Christmas Eve.
How romantic, you might say.
All right?
Lucky.
So you're saying, well, what's the big deal? Well, let me just tell you what the big deal is here. And it's possible that we might disagree amongst ourselves on this show, but I definitely have a feeling about this. Dylan had a talk with his lady friend.
Can we call her Kelly, like from 90210?
Sure,
Dylan
Kelly.
And Kelly. Dylan
yes.
and Kelly.
Sure, you got it. So Dylan...
It's funny.
Did the talk with Kelly about a week ago where he said, you know what? Things are moving really quickly now. And I'm, you know, getting to that stage of my life where I've got to think things over. And I think we need to take a little bit of a break. Just cool things for a while.
Right. Pump your brakes, baby girl.
So
right.
I can go think about things.
Oh my God, are you serious?
He gave her that talk.
Right.
And he said, you know, but let's get together, you know, Christmas Eve and at least, you know, exchange gifts and blah, blah, blah. And he has planned this whole time to do this, creating an artificial 2-week, I need to get away and think.
Right.
So that come Christmas Eve, he's going to pop the question. And in his mind, it will make it so much more powerful that he has had to, quote, go away and think about things. And come back with the decision, I want to be with you for the rest of my life.
He's creating a Hollywood moment, right?
He's turning it into a romantic comedy.
Right.
You know, like the denouement of, of a good Julia Roberts film.
Yeah, but I don't see much comedy in this personally. So,
but the outcome will be good.
I think there's a lot of room for error in this.
And backfiring?
Backfiring, big time. I don't know if he's going to tell her. I don't remember if he said if he's going to tell her that this was a planned breakup.
He is going to tell her.
Yeah.
He's going to say, I did this so that, you know, we would. You know, it's like when you got married, Jeremy, you guys did that 3-month thing where you didn't sleep together or whatever.
Right.
To build up the. So he's just going to tell her, I did this so that it would add.
Suspense
and stress.
Sure.
He's so mysterious.
So that when I came back 2 weeks later and proposed.
In the rain.
You would fall into his arms and be like, thank you, you're back, Dylan.
Peter Gabriel's going to be playing in the background. Candles.
I think Emily is in favor of this move, whereas I'm saying, you know what I want to have happen? And I know Dylan's listening right now.
Hey.
I want her to shove the ring back in your face. When you manipulate a woman that way because you think it will create a Hollywood moment, I want her to say no.
I hope something has happened in the past 2 weeks where she has maybe discovered somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, he needs a break. That's fine. I'm going to explore and see what else is out there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big backfire right there, too. Mm-hmm.
I think this goes against, you know, usually what I stand for, you know, with my lady friends. But I think his intentions are pure and good. And he even mentioned how much, you know, she almost lives in this reality world, this romantic comedy world. And he's trying to give her something special, something that she wants. He, you know, he loves her. She loves him. I don't think that she's going to be, you know, testing the waters with the hot, you know, intern Raul. I think that it's going to be a beautiful engagement.
You hope.
I really do hope. And I think it's a very sweet idea.
He's a liar.
Here's our number, 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. Are you on Emily's side that this is sweet and romantic? Or are you with me who says this is manipulative?
Or are you with Raul?
Great abs.
Could she have found Raul in 2 weeks?
Oh, probably.
Well, she's been flirting with Raul, you know, for the last
she's
4 months.
She's had an eye on him.
Let's get Raul out of the picture. 303-631-1MIX. Here's AJ. Hello, AJ. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
What do you think about Dylan's idea? You love it, huh?
No. You know, I think it could turn out really cool if they're both in the same place mentally in their relationship, but I think it could be a disaster.
Yeah.
You know, if they, when he first said that, did he make it clear that they were still exclusive, that it was still like they're on, but it's just a little break? Because if not, you know, she's under no obligation to not test the waters with Raul or whatever.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. She's playing the field for those 2 weeks.
No.
She's out and about.
I don't think after a year that within just a matter of days, unless you're...
You don't know.
Well, you
should. I would.
You would not.
Oh, sure I would.
You'd be home with your mom.
I'd be whoring it up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's also going to be wondering, was this 2 week break his chance to go test the waters before committing to me?
Well, but see, he's going to tell her that he planned this all along.
But is she going to believe him?
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm glad you called, AJ. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, have a great day.
This guy's a tool.
Now, you know how we say you can't pop the question unless you know they're going to say yes?
Right.
I feel in my heart and soul that he knows that it's going to be okay.
Then why the Hollywood crap?
To give her the romantic
the
comedy
stress,
moment.
The anxiety and the diarrhea the past 2 weeks.
Right? Dobler standing outside of the window with the stereo in your eyes. Peter Gabriel,
All
every
right,
girl
settle
wants
down.
That.
Here's Christina. Christina, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you think?
I think it kind of depends on what kind of girl she is. For me, it would be a horrible idea because those 2 weeks I would have the worst anxiety and be like, what's he doing? Like, what does this mean? And then I'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah.
Your stomach would be in knots for 2 weeks thinking this is the love of your life and he doesn't want to be with you at the holiday season.
But what if at the end of Diarrhea Road there was a 2-carat diamond?
Well, I mean, that might change it a little bit.
Oh!
Grab
no,
it with
but
those.
In the past, like, it depends on her past, too, because I've had guys say that to me in the past, oh, we're just on a break, and then they're doing whatever, and then we're broken up.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It kind of depends on how she feels about that, too, I think.
Listen, thank you for calling. I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for being on the show.
He better get her a 2-carat at least.
Say hello to Brenda. Hello, Brenda.
Hi.
Hello.
What do you got for us?
I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because for 2 weeks leading up to Christmas, she's probably devastated and, you know, thinking what went wrong and why does he want to do this. And then when he gets on his knee or whatever and pops a question, she might be angry at first. Like, why did he put her through that 2 weeks?
Yeah. You know, it's like the whole raising the bar thing that we've been going through over the last few years where everyone's proposal now has to be some sort of bombastic thing. You know, whether it's on the Jumbotron or in front of 400 people, or now he's trying to create this artificial stress and tension. Why do people feel the need to consistently try to make everything so bombastic?
It's so they can have a story. It's so they
memories.
Can have a story to
we
impress. No, it's to impress your friends on Facebook.
I don't know, Brenda. Is this the kind of memory that you want with your engagement?
Well, I would be, you know, happy if I was in the same place as the guy, I would be happy to then have, you know, be engaged after. But for the 2 weeks leading up, I would be on Diarrhea Row.
Yeah.
I would thank be you. Upset. It would be a bad memory That's of true. Christmas for me.
Well, thank you for calling. You enjoy your day, okay?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, this is totally
Eat some cheese.
This is totally Love Actually. When the cute guy shows up with that sign and he says, "To me, you are perfect." He's been mean to her this entire movie, but then at the end, "To me, you are perfect."
Oh, spoiler alert.
Now I can't see that movie.
I know who's in your queue.
There's Meg. Hello, Meg.
Hello.
All right, so far nobody has thought it's a good idea. What about you?
I don't either. I got engaged in my late 20s. And if my now husband had pulled a stunt like this, one, it would tell me he wasn't actually mature enough to get married.
Thank you.
And two, do you really want to start your marriage on a lie?
But he's gonna come clean. And it's
that he
gonna...
lied. He's gonna say, "Hey, I lied to you for the past 2 weeks. Now marry me."
He's like a game player.
Let's have a baby.
He's a game player.
Great story.
Yeah. It's just
No.
They're going to laugh.
No.
She's going to cry her eyes
out. I hope she boots him.
I hope she does, too. And I don't want to be a jerk, and I know Dylan's listening, but I want Kelly, when he hands her the ring, I want her to push it back and say, maybe I need to think about things for a little
bit. Just say, oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm. I hate to wish ill on people, but that's where I am.
Well, this guy's setting himself up.
Meg, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Bye.
I'm trying to think if Dylan and Kelly ended up together in 90210. Maybe that could predict this relationship.
Did they?
I don't know.
You know, Meg, who just called, she used the right word. You know, she said he's immature.
Yeah, but what if he gives her the ring and says, look it, I've had 2 weeks.
Look it.
Come here, girl.
I've had 2 weeks to think about every other woman on a planet, all my other possibilities, and you're the one. See, that might make her feel good. Like,
you've been thinking about other women for 2 weeks? That's what she'll say.
Yes, but she comes out the winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner with the 2-carat
ring. Did you sleep with any of them?
2-carat.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum.
Shouldn't he just know that without having to go off to a bungalow somewhere?
He doesn't need to explain himself.
Well, she can. No,
I think
you know
the
what?
Romance part.
She could also hold this above him for the rest of his life. Honey, take out the trash. Nah,
that's
I don't want to. Remember that time you lied to me for two weeks and made me have diarrhea before Christmas?
I don't ever.
I don't ever want to be
in a relationship like this.
No.
You can hold this over her forever.
Heck yeah. Get the diamond and get him to take out the trash, girl.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.